Growth in Grace, October 6, from Childhood. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God, Mark 10:14. In the children who were brought in contact with him, Jesus saw the men and women who should be heirs of his grace and subjects of his kingdom. In his teaching, he came down to their level. He, the majesty of heaven, did not disdain to answer their questions and simplify his important lessons to meet their childish understanding. He planted in their minds the seeds of truth which in after years would spring up and bear fruit unto eternal life. It is still true that children are the most susceptible to the teachings of the gospel. Their hearts are open to divine influences and strong to retain the lessons received. The little children may be Christians, having an experience in accordance with their years. They need to be educated in spiritual things, and parents should give them every advantage that they may form characters after the similitude of the character of Christ. The Christian worker may be Christ's agent in drawing these children to the Savior. By wisdom and tact, he may bind them to his heart, and through the grace of Christ may see them transformed in character, so that of them it may be said, of such is the kingdom of God. God wants every child of tender age to be his child, to be adopted into his family. Young though they be, the youth may be members of the household of faith and have a most precious experience. They may have their hearts drawn out in confidence and love for Jesus and live for the Savior. Christ can make them little missionaries. The whole current of their thought may be changed so that sin will not appear a thing to be enjoyed, but to be shunned and hated. The Savior longs to save the young. He would rejoice to see them around his throne, clothed in the spotless robes of his righteousness. He is waiting to place upon their heads the crown of life, and to hear their happy voices join in ascribing honor and glory and majesty to God and the Lamb, and the song of victory that will echo and re-echo through the courts of heaven.